Okay, I'd like to call the coordinating committee meeting to order at 5:13 p.m. Pacific time. And the first agenda item that we have is approval of agenda. I hope folks had received a copy of the agenda. It was sent out last Thursday. I can read through it if people would like, in case they don't have it in front of them.
Well, can we just, for the public who might be listening?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
Item number one is approval of the agenda. Number two is approval of minutes. Number three is to set the next meeting date, because as you all may recall, we do have some conflict with the election review committee. Item number four is status on pending requests, which includes the Pacifica Tuner project and the standard employment contracts, both that were requested by Director Adelson. Number five is the transition team oversight. In particular, we had wanted to finish the discussions on limitation of major hires. Item number six is review and discuss communications policy. Item number seven is discuss identifying and presenting legal counsel options to the PNB. And then we're looking at adjournment. So, and all of these are timed out. I should have probably read the times as well.
Julie, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
But have we started? I was off calling. So.
Yeah.
Okay. There was one other thing, which was I had an issue that I'd raised a few meetings ago about the distribution of policy memoranda. We passed a motion on it, and I'd like that included, the implementation of that. It hasn't really been implemented, included in the agenda, if that's possible.
Sure. Where do you think it would be most appropriate, or you'd think at the end? And
well, it's sort of related to transition team stuff.
Okay.
So somewhere within the transition team, it's not really oversight, it's really sort of tasks. But in here anywhere also, are we having a report from Ambrose on state network status?
No, we didn't have that included in.
Under oversight.
Hello?
You'll do that as part of oversight?
Why not?
Okay.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Howdy.
Hi, my apologies, man. I completely forgot.
Uh-oh.
It's happening a lot lately.
One meeting after another, Mark.
I don't know what it is, you know?
Wednesday, like my Wednesday?
Well, it's like my 1 week off, so I'm kind of gone blind to Pacific.
Just remember, it's every day.
Every day but
and
one.
It never gets better.
Julie, can we call the roll?
Yes, we can. I'll go ahead. Or Dave, are you prepared to
yeah.
call roller?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay,
so we started at, what time did we start formally? About 5 minutes ago? 5:13.
Yeah.
Okay. Present are Ambrose Lane.
Present.
Julie Rodriguez.
Here.
Donna Warren. Dave Adelson is here. Fatty Sava.
Here.
Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Ray LaForest. Mark Roberts.
Here.
And Lonnie Hicks. Okay, so absent are Donna Warren, Ray LaForest, and Lonnie Hicks. Okay.
Okay, and we had begun discussion of agenda item number one, approval of the agenda, and there were recommendations to add two, I guess, clarifying points under the transition team, which would include a status update from Ambrose and the discussion of the distribution policy memorandum, or implementation, I'm sorry. My brain's not functioning well today. So the implementation of the distribution.
The memo policy.
The memo policy, sorry. Are there any other additions or changes or discussion on agenda items?
Yeah, I don't know if this is the place to do it, but I kind of wanted to get an update on what is going on with these litigations, KPFA and WPFW.
From yesterday.
Pardon?
I said from yesterday's discussion.
Well, the KPFA was yesterday, and I understand that WPFW has also has an action, and I'm just wondering where do we discuss that, or...
Should be this committee.
Yeah, so I'd like to get an update on those two. Those are the only two that I know of. Are there any others, Ambrose, that you know of?
A is the big one.
A is the big one?
We've got a thing coming out of T, too.
Question, point of order, I guess. Isn't the discussion of these issues appropriate for executive session, so shouldn't we cover that in an executive session at the adjournment of the public session of this meeting?
I think that would be advisable. What do you all think?
I agree that we should have closed session at the end of this open session.
Yeah, I agree.
Discuss Mark's issues. The issues that Mark brought up, not Mark's issues.
Okay. So then we're adding an executive session component to this meeting. Do we want to set a time for that?
Yeah, to discuss pending legal actions.
Pending legal actions. Okay.
That's it.
Do we want to set a time limit for that?
I guess 20 minutes, because we're just trying to get information right now. Right,
yeah.
Mark?
Right.
Okay. Are there any other additional agenda items or discussion of agenda?
I move we approve the agenda.
Second.
I just have one quick question on the transition team. What order do you want that? We'll deal with it when we come to it. I'll defer.
Okay. My suggestion would be to do a status update first.
Okay.
And then to talk about the distribution or implementation of the policy memos,
okay.
Or distribution of that, and then the hires.
Right.
That seems to me to be a logical order.
Okay.
All righty. So it's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. Are there any objections to approving the agenda? Hearing none, let's move on to approval of minutes. Dave, did we have any additional minutes that we needed to approve at this point?
Just the ones from the last meeting.
From the last meeting? Okay.
I think. Let me look in those minutes. I have them right here. Approval of minutes. Nope, that's the only one I know of. So these are the minutes for June 14th, 05. Hey, Donna. June 14th, 05. That's it.
I move that we approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to approving the minutes? Hearing none, let's move into setting the next meeting date. We had two dates that were originally set aside for July, but as I mentioned, there was some conflicts with the Election Review Committee. So if we could look at two dates for July, and I guess keep in mind when the PNB is going to be meeting as a whole, since we need to meet, I think, prior to their meetings, or, you know, close enough to their meetings so that we can provide an update and accurately deal with information requests.
And the next PNB meeting is the 11th, right? Of July?
You're kidding me.
I said something like that last night. I see that the plot worked. The board did not declare another date, as far as I know.
The plot?
No, I mean, I was trying to get some point across, and we would have to address it to meet again to talk about it. And so I said, so at our next meeting on July 11th, but I completely made that date up.
That's funny.
I took the bait. Well.
So, yeah, I guess what we'll need to do is I'll need to send around a poll to see what folks' availability is. We can recommend the 11th, Wendy, since you've already put that date forth. I guess, does that date work for everyone on the call, just to see?
For the coordinating committee?
No, for the PNB.
Oh, well, there's an affiliates task force meeting scheduled for the 11th.
Oh, there is.
At 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
There's elections review on the 12th.
Yeah.
The 13th through the 15th is open, apparently.
Okay. How does the 13th work for everyone on the call?
The 13th works for me, Julie, Madam Chair.
Okay.
But I remember, and I don't mind going for it and for the 13th this time around, but I think we made a resolution sometime back, and God knows what it was, but basically that we will meet the second and fourth Monday of each month type of a thing. Now, I'm not sure if that's correct. I could be totally inaccurate here.
Yeah, I recall something to that effect as well.
And so, I don't mind doing 13th, but maybe we could like figure out when that is so we could go back to that and have all the committees avoid those dates.
Julie, I'm sorry. We're talking about scheduling a PNB meeting, not a coordinating committee meeting.
Yeah, I was just trying to get more of a straw poll from folks on the line about a PNB teleconference meeting.
Ah, okay.
So that then we can send that out to the rest of the group. At least we'd have some agreement amongst, how many? 6 members on the call? Or 7 members on the call, and then float those dates with other folks.
What day of the week is the 13th?
The 13th is a Wednesday.
We have Monday the 25th available. We have Tuesday the 5th and the 19th open. And we have all the Wednesdays in July. And
the 18th is not available, Monday?
18th is programming committee meeting.
Mm-hmm. So which Mondays are available?
The 4th and the 25th. We could do it on July 4th. I think we'd get a big internet audience on that day.
That would be rather funny. Well, what I could do is go ahead and float a couple of these dates, including, you know, the 13th, since that seems to work for folks, and then trying to...
The only problem is moving out of that Monday-Tuesday thing, because I know, like, LSV meetings and, you know, a lot of Wednesday problems.
Are there? Yeah, it seemed to me, did WBI have their LSV meetings on that
day? Yeah, WBI has a lot of things on Wednesday. I know PFW has its LSV meeting the second Wednesday. I'm not sure what that, I don't have a calendar in front of me.
The second Wednesday would be the 13th.
Yeah, so that would be out for me.
Problematic. So then I guess looking at the 25th and the 26th.
Well, how about Tuesdays? Were all Tuesdays taken?
And also Tuesday the 19th. Could that be a possibility?
Get back over to the... Hold on a second. Tuesday the 19th is open.
Is it?
Yep.
Why don't we grab that?
Okay.
And can we, you know, make sure that all committees kind of like not meet on Mondays or something?
There's just not enough days in the week. There's just not enough days in the week to be, you know.
Yeah, it just, I guess, it creates chaos for us.
Well, what I can do to that effect is send out an email tomorrow requesting that committees not meet on Monday since we've designated that day for PMB conference calls.
Well, the problem is I know that the programming committee has already act out a whole chunk of Mondays.
We can't outlaw a given day of the week. We can say like third Mondays or fourth Mondays or whatever. But yeah, programming seems to be third Monday for the rest of the year.
Guys, the we did pass a resolution that says that every month that there's not a in-person PNB meeting that we would always meet on the last Monday of the month. We can pick, you know, since we have a lot of business right now, we could pick another date earlier in the month as well, and probably should, but the last Monday in the month should be a PNB meeting.
It's open. The last Monday is open for the rest of the year.
What is the last Monday?
The 25th
in July. And then you have your executive review committee the next day.
Well, the only thing is that why would we meet on the 19th if we're going to meet again on the 25th?
We wouldn't. It should be one or the other.
So why don't we take the 25th that we've already... We did pass that motion and take the 25th as the next PMB meeting.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. And then do we feel that the coordinating committee needs to meet again before the next PMB meeting, or should we schedule something immediately afterward?
I think before would be good.
Yeah, like the 19th. Why don't we take the 19th for ourselves and take the 25th for, you know, the PMB?
I'd rather do the 13th. I mean, we don't need to be meeting like 6 days before the other meeting.
Yeah, the 13th would be good. That would give us some time.
The 13th is like a couple weeks from now, but a couple weeks before the meeting.
That's the Wednesday?
That's the Wednesday.
Well, that's the LSB meeting. That's the only problem for me.
Well, okay, those of us on this call...
At the 14th.
Can we all make... Mark, does WPFW meet on Wednesdays?
Yeah, the second Wednesday of every month.
How about that Thursday, then, the 14th?
That's fine. I only have the second Wednesday, and then... You know, whenever executive search, but we'll work around that. But so the second Wednesday, I know I can't, and I believe, I forget which Wednesday it is for VAI. I think it may be the same Wednesday, though.
I believe so.
I don't know. They just recently had a meeting on the weekend, so their staff schedule might be changed.
Like we all.
Then, if there's no conflicts that we're hearing on the 14th, which is the Thursday, are people amenable to that?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and set that, then July 14th. And I'll be sure to send out an announcement about the 25th as soon as possible. The PNB, since we've passed a resolution to that effect.
Oh, is Donna, send that out? Donna, are you on the phone now?
I'm on the phone.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
All right, could you send out the notices or for the 25th for the PNB or...
Well, it's my understanding that I'm supposed to send out the notices.
That's what I thought.
So, if you send them to me, but I'm not accepting notices from anybody. I like to accept the notices from the chair of the committee.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send you an email then, Donna.
I'm going by rules that Roger was nice enough to pass on to me. So, you know, just to make sure that we don't get too much confusion, I like to just take the notices from the chair. So, okay, Julie, you'll send me the notices?
You mean you don't want three different personnel committee meetings in the same week?
You know me. Keep it simple.
So we're suggesting a meeting... On the 25th for the PMB and a CC meeting on the on Thursday the 14th.
Correct.
Yes.
Both at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Now moving on to the status of pending requests. Dave, I wanted to get an update from you as to whether or not you've received information about the Pacifica Tuner project.
We just got it today. So the second item you had listed, the employment contracts, was received on June 2nd. The information on the Tuner project was received today, and I've got that noted in the minutes. I do have a follow-up question about it, but some of that which will be dealt with, I think, through the Finance Committee. But the follow-up question, if I may, is... I went and looked at the Internet Tuner project, and it seems to be mothballed. And I was wondering if anybody, you know, in whose court is it? Who's in charge of that project, and what's its current status? So if anybody could, I thought Lonnie would be on the call and might be able to tell us, but if Ambrose can find that out and let us know in the near term, I would appreciate it.
Go ahead, too.
Okay,
great.
And did everybody get that?
By email?
Yeah.
No, I did not receive it.
Okay.
I didn't get it.
You did get it, Mark?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Let me look. So I'll, okay. I'll send it out to everybody. Yeah, oh, he sent it just to me. Okay. Shall I send it to the whole committee?
Sure.
Except Wendy.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, thanks, Dave. So the next agenda item that we have is the transition team. We wanted to first start with just sort of a status update from Ambrose.
Well, we've been spending a lot of time with A. A lot of this I really can't discuss on this, but I've met with the board chair. I've received the report from Attorney Dan Siegel regarding the GM. There's going to be a meeting of the board on the 9th of June to consider that. July. There has been a recent news article regarding the, what they call the turmoil again at KPFA that I picked up today. But I'd like to discuss this matter in executive session.
Okay.
With W, there is apparently a small claims court action and a threatened action. T, I've got a copy of a lawsuit we just got yesterday. And that's what's been occupying a great deal of time.
Ambrose, Julie Vance, a question.
Yeah.
This is regarding the transition team, right? This item that we're on in the agenda, is it about the transition team?
Correct.
Yeah, but okay. Dave had requested earlier that we get a status update from Ambrose, and so we figured at this point it would be a good sort of
okay.
opportunity since we'd be discussing.
And I
wanted
to say that I've called Dan, and Dan and I will meet tomorrow by telephone. I've also emailed him and Mike Martin, because I'm going to use Mike Martin as the attorney to put together the release that the board requires. I'll let you know as soon as those negotiations are finished.
Ambrose, have you had an opportunity yet to, remember the transition team was to be made up of the five general managers and the key national staff and the acting ED and CFO. Have you had a call or a meeting at all with all of those individuals to sort of outline the challenges for the next 90 days or to...
No, I've been trying to figure out what's going on here first. And then I'll be talking with them either later this week or first next week.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said I haven't had a chance to pull them together yet because I've been just going through information.
Okay.
Voluminous information.
You might want to take a look at the 90-day plan that each of them prepared. And I believe, has since updated, but they certainly prepared and presented it about what would happen in the 90 days
right.
following, just to see kind of where things are, as well as to create a sort of single voice there.
Right. I have talked briefly with Indra in New York. We're going to talk again tomorrow about how she's going to get that thing together up there. And as soon as I get to reading all the material, we'll have the whole group together.
Okay.
Okay, are there any additional questions for Ambrose while we're on this item?
No, I'm fine.
Has anybody put anything in your tea?
Not yet.
Okay.
I was curious about whether or not, in terms of... We had talked about the possibility of getting an additional temp staff during this period, and I know Leilani has left. I think that additional temp was going to be there if we had not selected. Oh, Leilani is still there?
No, the temp staff is
still
here.
Oh, the temp is there. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Okay. Are there any other discussion items or questions for Ambrose in terms of status?
Yes. The other item that was sort of a big one for us, and I guess it came to an interesting point, was the ongoing negotiations that we're having with FSRA, et cetera. I know we have a negotiating team on that, but is that on the horizon? Is that on the calendar or on sites right now, Ambrose, with respect to transition plans in the next, say, 30 days?
I've been in email communication with Maria about two things. One is FSRN setting up a time where the committee could meet and deal with proposal they had submitted. And the second thing I was dealing with Maria on is identifying law firms here that the PNB could make our attorney. And so we'll be going back and forth. She's suggesting that maybe next Wednesday or thereabouts we might have a meeting of the FSRN task force to deal with what had been sent to us.
Okay. And I think in your negotiations with Dan, because a lot of the conversations and negotiations were not, you know, we weren't aware of before we received this most recent document, I would certainly make that and frame that as part of his consultancy to assist in bringing us up to date with those negotiations from his perspective.
Absolutely.
Okay, are there any further items or questions? Okay, hearing none, let's go ahead and move on to the implementation of the distribution policy. Dave, do you want to kind of start us off?
Yeah, so we passed a memorandum last year. I think it was in August. I can check that if anyone wants me to, that says that when the management sends out memoranda to staff regarding policy, that they'll CC it to the board. And if it's national management sending it out, that it'll get CC'd to the national board. If it's local, it goes to, I think, the LSB. The reason for it was that I was intermittently getting emails from programmers saying, oh, see what they're just telling us, you know, about, and, you know, then we'd end up discussing the policy, but it was question. Anyhow, the thing passed unanimously, but to my knowledge, it's never been implemented. I think particularly now as we're going through a transition period when people are saying, well, okay, it's our policy that so-and-so, we should know about it. That goes to a whole lot of things, like, for example, our policy about ownership of programming and all the rest of it. So our manager tends to do that now when she sends out the emails. But I'm not aware that anybody else in the network is doing this. And since it was unanimously approved by the board, I'd like to see it implemented.
That would be a good thing.
In terms of then, you know, sort of moving forward and actions that need to be taken, do the GMs need to be informed about the policy?
Yeah, the GMs, the CFO, everybody. So I think a memorandum from Ambrose just emphasizing that they do it would do the trick. And it could just, you know, have the motion, the text of the motion.
And the text of the motion said anything related to, I mean, coffee break shall now be 5 minutes. CC the board, or I'm not clear.
You know, I'm assuming that people use good sense. It's if it deals with policy. So, for example, you cannot announce so-and-so on your show. Or, you know, everybody must do whatever the policies are. I mean, it's a simple CC to the board so that we understand what the issue. It's also a matter of identifying what the issues are, but also seeing what are the policies governing, you know, the actions in the workplace.
Okay. Dave, would you be able to provide the committee with the text of that resolution?
It's in the minutes from the last meeting. I can also append it to the minutes of this meeting.
Oh, that's right. I apologize. So, Ambrose, would you be able to draft a memo and send it out to the management of Pacifica?
No problem.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No problem at all.
Okay, great. Was there further action that you can think of, Dave, in terms of making sure that this was implemented?
That's it. If it goes out and it starts happening, I'll be delighted.
Okay. Well, I think that's something that, you know, we should kind of track and monitor at our particular stations. I know that you mentioned that Eva's been pretty good about doing that, but if folks in the other network areas could just be mindful as to whether or not that is being implemented, that would be great, once, obviously, the memo goes out from Ambrose.
Well, Ambrose, can you CC us on that memo?
Of course. That would be required by the policy.
See how it works?
Okay. I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask if the local station board chair should also know, in addition to the PNB, because they may not know that.
Well, the policy requires that this gets CC'd to us, so we can let them know. But, yeah, I mean, maybe.
All right.
Well, why don't we just conform to the motion as is?
Actually, the motion says, let me just read it. For informational purposes, all memoranda from station or foundation management to station or foundation personnel or volunteers concerning station or foundation policy will be CC'd to the appropriate local station board. In the case of national policy, the memoranda shall be copied to all PNB and LSB members. So it already includes that.
Okay, so maybe one of the things that we can do as directors from each of the network is once we receive the CC from Ambrose, just make sure that our chair also sees a copy at the local level.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make sure that I send it to my entire LSB.
Okay, great. So if there's no further discussion on this item, the next one was, we had a discussion about during the interim period putting some sort of limitations on major hires within the network, and so we didn't really have an opportunity to kind of flesh that out, and it was recommended, or I guess we thought that we needed more time to think it through, and so we tabled it until this meeting. So I don't know if anyone has thought through a particular motion that they want to put forth, or if we just want to continue discussion on this item and whether or not we think that this is necessary at this point.
Well, the only thing that I would think is that we already have a motion to hire an HR director by next week.
Day
after tomorrow. So we have to be careful of our motions. But I would like to know about the status of that particular hire, since that's the only major hire that I think we contemplated, and certainly the budget contemplates in the next, in this fiscal year.
Julie, may I?
Yeah.
I don't agree. I didn't think they have the HR person as a major hire. What I thought of as major hires were the GMs or a national program coordinator. And since we've got an interim GM in New York, then there might be a GM hire there, although I have no idea if it's going to be in the transition period. So if there's not going to be a national program coordinator or a GM hired in the transition period, I don't think we need to deal with it.
I don't agree with Dave on that. I don't think that the HR director, I think that's a major hire, just like the national program coordinator. In fact, their salaries are the same. I think that would be a major hire, but we've already asked that hire take place. I just don't know what the status of it would be now.
Well, the status would be, I haven't had a chance to interview the finalists yet.
But finalists have been identified?
Oh, yeah, before I got here.
Okay.
The point of this notion about major hires was just a question of whether the board, whether there would be any additional procedure, so that, if we had had, and I think it was if we'd had somebody brought in from outside the organization and they were going to make a major hire, would there be any, role for transition team or for the board, or for anybody who, would there be anything new of different about the process than there would be for a regular ED? That was the question. I don't care if we call the HR director major or not. The question is, the Ambrose, as I understand it right now, Ambrose is authorized to make that hire, and the question was, did we want any further oversight over that process?
Madam Chair?
Yes, buddy?
Yes, thank you. Actually, that was somewhat the point I was going to make, is that the PNB has already authorized the ED to hire an HR person. And I think that's important, whether it's major or not, it's not relevant to this, because even if we pass a motion right now, it does not supersede that motion that says, go for it, we want an HR person by 6:30:05. So what I'd like to do is move that
during the interim period, the ED, the acting ED, not hire any person for major position at the foundation without the consultation from and approval by the PMB.
Okay, is that was a motion, Fadi?
That was a motion, yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Well, I just have a question before I say.
Yeah?
There isn't anything else, is there?
Well, there was the interim GM position that obviously filled, is obviously in its place, could be a permanent GM at WBAI, for example.
I mean, I think what Dave identified as major hires in terms of, you know, GM hires or the national program coordinator. I mean, if we want to make the language of a motion a little bit more specific to say something in the effect of, you know, that during the interim period, the interim ED cannot hire any GMs or the national programming coordinator without prior approval from the board. To make it more specific so that's
fine with me.
My question is just, do we need this? I mean, is this a real consideration? Is this something that might happen? Could we just do it? I mean, by agreement, do we need a motion?
Well, my guess, considering everything that Ambrose has on his plate and that, you know, considering the number of pending suits that exist, I can't imagine that this would be possible in the next 90 days. That's just my own kind of personal two cents.
That's something
I don't know
I anticipate
how
doing.
What'd you say, Ambrose?
It's not something I anticipate doing.
Yeah, so maybe we don't need to spend our time on it. I mean, could we just have a by common consent agreement that, you know, we'll be notified well enough in advance?
I heard Ambrose say, oh, God, yes. So I think that is an agreement from Ambrose there.
I don't see anything wrong with putting the motion on it.
Okay.
I don't see what that does. In other words, Fatty put a motion forward. Julie suggested an amendment to it that it be more specific in terms of those particular ones.
Can you read it?
Fine with me.
Can you say it again, Julie, what you suggested?
This wasn't an offer of a substitute motion. This was more just part of discussion. So I'm comfortable with bodies if we think that we need to take formal action on it.
Okay, so the motion I have written down is that no major hires other than those authorized by the PNB be made during the transition period.
Right, and I second that.
And we should clarify what a major hire is?
No. I think that's where we can have the agreement part.
Okay, fine.
Okay, are there any objections to the motion? Alrighty, hearing none, let's go ahead and move on to...
Just to clarify one thing,
yes.
In order, this we don't have the power to do that. This is our suggestion that goes before the PNB
correct.
At its next meeting, correct?
Correct.
Yes, correct.
And I think it's important. I mean, this is not. It's about the position as something that we had contemplated prior to Ambrose assuming it. And I think it was a sound thought at the time because we don't want to have any major decisions made in an interim period that are then inherited by a new ED who had no hand in the making of them. In particular, like an IGM selection. So I think it's just a prudent. And that prudence should continue. You know, I think that's the spirit in which the motion has been made.
Okay.
So we'll present this recommendation to the full PNB at our next teleconference. Okay, the next item for discussion is review and discussion of the communications policy. I know that this came up last night in terms of director's inspection rights, and I don't really want to get into kind of the chaos that I think came out last night in terms of director's inspection rights, but I do think that Well, I guess just sort of the issue that there is a communications policy and that people need to abide by it. I don't know what else there is to discuss.
I have something if you... May I respond?
Yeah, Dave.
I was listening to... I went back and I read it. You know, at the January PMB meeting, I offered an amendment to it, and it was referred back to this committee. Basically, it was just to revise it so that it reads what we're actually doing, because there are a bunch of detailed, you know, time requirements. And I was listening to the discussion. I re-listened to the original meeting where we passed it, listened to Ambrose's looked at Ambrose's original proposal, which was just that requests go to the ED. I think that ultimately what we should do is have every part of the problem with it is the cumbersomeness of it, and that was referenced when we passed it. And I think we could combine the value of our current policy of having it everything a clearinghouse and a common listing of what the requests are, so we can get a sense of you know, what's being requested, the volume, and the fact that they're being the requests are being fulfilled and when. By doing it as follows, that information requests by directors are made to the ED, CC'd to the board, and reviewed regularly by this coordinating committee to determine any issues with it and when they were fulfilled. So that way, I mean, I just think that would be a more streamlined approach.
Well, one thing I don't think...
Okay, so is that a recommended, I guess, motion then to go before the PNB and how to amend the current communications policy?
Yeah.
I have a question before a second. Madam Chair, is that okay?
Yes, go ahead, Fadi.
Okay. Dave, what about if it was an urgent matter, something that, and we weren't meeting for another 3 weeks as coordinating committee?
That's the point of it. The problem is right now you're dependent on there being a meeting to follow the policy. So what this says is, you make the request directly of the executive director, the rest of the board gets notified, and it gets scheduled between the executive director and the director, you know, foundation director, fulfillment of it. And what the CC does is we just review the requests that have been made since the last meeting and find out what the schedule for fulfillment of the request is and the status.
Give me a second.
Was that a second, Fadi?
Yes, that was a second.
I think I kind of would favor a slightly different approach, in the sense that, I mean, I don't have the current communication policy in front of me, so I'm just...
Should I email it to you?
I won't get it now, you know, for this meeting, because I'm on the same line. But what I do agree that there have been some problems about, obviously, it hasn't been as user-friendly, or presumably has not been as user-friendly as we might have liked, because there have been times when, you know, it hasn't been utilized for whatever reason. That might be a weakness of the policy. But I think what we might want to do is float that policy back out to the PNB, put it on the agenda on the 25th, and have, you know, I'd like to hear from, you know, have a wider discussion about what we could do to fix it, as opposed to suggesting how to fix it here.
Well, if I may, Julie?
Yeah.
I wanted to put it on the agenda at the January meeting. It got referred to us, so I think our job is to propose what we think, and then that whatever comes out of this committee, which is the committee that should be dealing with the communications policy, would then get put before the board, and people can amend it or talk about it or whatever. But that's what we're doing now, I think. If you want to have further discussion, because we haven't had time to think about it yet, and we'll be meeting again before the next PMB meeting, I don't have any issue with tabling it.
Well, I guess that's kind of what I mean. Part of it is that, because I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not prepared to look at it from that perspective. But I guess the other part is just that I think in this particular instance, it might be good to hear from a wider range of voices about what the problem is with the policy. You see what I mean? As opposed to... fixing something that I'm not exactly clear on where it's broken. If you follow me on that.
I do, but I think the way it's broken is that by necessity, like, for example, we had a long period of time where we didn't have meetings, but the thing has been cumbersome. The average time, you know, it was, for some things we get it quickly, but for others it just takes so long to process, and, you know, it requires, I mean, the way it's written right now, a director should ask their local director, who then asks, who then forwards it to the committee, and then it gets raised on the committee and then scheduled. Well, the purpose of the whole thing was to have a central place to look at the flow of information requests.
Well, that was part of it. It wasn't all of it.
That was part of it. Yes, I mean there were other issues.
Right. So there were. That's what I'm saying. There were a lot of kind of other, as I recall, there were a lot of other kind of things that combined to come up with this particular compromise solution. And if, in fact, we're suggesting that we tinker it or alter it, well, I'm not saying that's a bad idea, since it doesn't seem to be working. I have no problem with that. I just want to make sure that I'm following all the strands that went into the creation, so that we're not overlooking some concern that led to its creation.
Well,
I'm not sure if I'm equipped right now to try to figure out what were the other concerns. I know some was too much obviously management had a concern about getting too much information requests at the same time from multiple sources without having a sense of someone that says, okay, I can do this now and then I can do that, and that when it was a direct communication from the director to the ED, there were multiple requests that were coming, sometimes competing, and so in a way, it was not just to sort of track the request post-request, but also to try to help make sure that, you know, some kind of prioritization or, you know, some kind of scheduling was involved in fulfilling the request. So fulfillment to me was also a part of why this policy was created. And I'm not sure if your motion is dealing with that issue and might open up the whole problem we had before, which are multiple requests from multiple directors at the same time.
Well, what it was in... Can we just do it back and forth, Julie, or do you want us to...
No, feel free. Just one of the things that I wanted to bring up was, if folks feel like this, that, you know, we do need more time to look at the previously existing policy and, you know, maybe even to understand better what some of the issues are at hand so that we can figure out how to adapt it so it makes it more user-friendly, I think that's fine, because as Dave noted, we do have another coordinating committee meeting before our next PMB call.
I'd like us to talk about it a little more now and then send out whatever we've got on it to the rest of the board and ask for their feedback by the next coordinating committee meeting and incorporate that feedback into whatever we do. And
I think it might even, I agree with Dave. I'm sorry, Dave.
But yeah, feel free to go back and forth.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I agree with what you say, except in some ways I'd like to take a time to look at it a little bit more before going back. And basically what I'm telling you now is just based on my memory about what happened before, what led to it.
Right.
But I'm not exactly clear on all the history of its implementation since it was adopted. And I probably would need to, you know a little bit more about that. So I think it would be, I would like to hear maybe if we send it out to the PMB and solicit any input from those, you know, for those who want to, it might give us a better sense. And I do know one failing was the failure of this committee to meet as regularly as it is now. So that's one problem that happened this year, but I'm not sure what the others may have been.
Well, the thing that, in answer to your earlier question, the motion I made basically does have the fulfillment piece in it. One of the points of discussion was that if there were overlapping requests or if there were a better way to do it, that the CC meeting would be a place to deal with that. So the way I envision this working is just that the director makes the request of the ED and CCs the board, but the CC and the ED schedules or deals with the request directly with the director, but if there's an issue, then it gets discussed in the coordinating committee, and the coordinating committee will review the fulfillment of the request. So it's still doing that piece of it. It's just that there's not a, you sit and you wait until a CC meeting to start anything rolling, and you're, you know, the things that people aren't doing anyway,
well,
requests are not being made through the local person, and it doesn't, there's not a 3 days advance, and, you know, all this other stuff. We just agreed sort of by consent as we went along that we would raise whatever the requests were when they came in, whatever we'd received, and then, and whatever we wanted to raise on the call, we'd raise. We agreed with Dan.
I got that. But once again, my memory here is that in addition, this is also came. You know, the original policy, I guess, that we're talking about now. I don't have the wording in front of me, so I'm not sure if what you're suggesting is precluded by it. But I do know that one of the problems was that there were LSB requests as well as PMB requests.
Motion doesn't contemplate changing that.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
So one of the concerns is that, like, the reason I think that there was a director is that if the LSB has something, then it goes to their LSB chair. I'm not sure if the committee chair request is in that policy also,
it
that it should go through the committee chair.
No, it is. It is. The committee the LSB committee chair or LSB chair can make a request of the manager, and it only comes to the coordinating committee if there's a dispute.
Right. So the LSB chair or the committee the committee chair of any LSB committee can make a request. See, this is what I'm saying, the levels here. They make that request in the current policy. They make a request to the ED or they make a request to the PMB. What?
Hang on, I'll get it for you. Okay, LSB, here we go. Information requests from local station boards are made to either the local station management or to the ED or CFO as appropriate. These requests shall come via the LSB chair or the relevant LSB committee chair and shall be approved by the LSB or the relevant committee, actually it says committee or subcommittee, prior to being made. Such requests will also be communicated to the National Coordinating Committee representative. In the event that the information is not provided or there's a difference of opinion, it comes to the CC.
Okay, so there's an LSB layer here because, as you recall, that was one of the things last year with LSBs going directly and some of them not being committee chairs, et cetera. So the LSBs would have a way to appeal or to seek a clarification or to go around, or not go around, but to sort of collide with the decision being made by the general manager, of which they did not agree. And that didn't include the board component. And then, of course, the board director also has avenues of communication available. And isn't that already in the motion, that any director can go directly to the ED, or does it say that the directors, put aside the LSB for a minute, that the PMB director must go to the CC, the coordinating committee, and then through them to the ED? Is that what it says currently?
The current policy, hang on, let me get back there. Current policy is any director in need of documents or information from foundation management will inform their local representative to the coordinating committee, and then the coordinating committee compiles such requests and schedules them for their fulfillment with the ED at its meeting.
I see.
And so this is, says, you see, it's sort of in parallel to what's happening at the local level with the manager. I'm not changing that piece. I'm saying that for the director's information request, they contact the ED, they communicate and schedule fulfillment with the ED directly, that the CC, you know, sort of get, that the board gets notified of it, and the coordinating committee will review the fulfillment of requests. And yeah, if there's any problems or issues, the coordinating committee can deal with them. You know, if the ED has issues or if there's competing things or they want to work it out or whatever, then it would still come here. The only piece that I'm suggesting changing, aside from all the details about number of days and who submits and blah, 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 is just you go, it's basically what Ambrose's proposal was originally. The director deals directly with the ED and they come to whatever agreement. It's just that it has the addition that the CC tracks the existence of the request, the fulfillment, and we sort of I don't want to use the word mediate, but we talk about issues when they arise with respect to the requests. So that's just what I'm putting
forward. No, I understand.
Yeah.
Ambrose, what is your take on this?
That's what I recommended back in 2004, direct to the executive director. I put that in writing.
From any PMB director.
From any director. Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, you actually supported it then, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, I was dumb then.
I know.
No, I'm not supporting it now. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know you're not.
I'm just talking because I think it's an important policy. It's one that we've used before with this whole inspection question. And if, in fact, we're holding it up as a procedure that might alleviate some of the stress related to the recent inspection request, I just want to make sure that it does that. And I'm not exactly sure that it does it because I didn't make the inspection request, for one, so I don't know what the concerns were about not utilizing it before in an honest way, not in a judgmental way. And I also don't know if it solves the concerns that management had raised about, multiple and sort of undisciplined approach to requests, which then can't be fulfilled, which then lead to stress.
Should we just table it for now that we've raised it? Should we put it out as something that we're considering and ask for feedback from the rest of the board and then take it up at our next meeting?
I like that, and I think this conversation was fruitful. It certainly helped me, and I think that we should all think about it and put it out there and then see how people feel we can improve this thing. And we also have to make sure that it's not a substitution for a director's ability to communicate directly with the ED at any time anyway. You know what I mean?
Can you say that again? I was typing and didn't catch it.
I was just saying any director certainly has the ability to communicate directly with the ED now anyway.
Right.
So we have to look at this policy. That's a reality, and it's something that's been utilized. Pardon?
As a clarification.
Yeah. So that's why I think it would be good to see how we could how we could make it meaningful, the change meaningful.
So agree. Should I write that agree by common consent to table to the next meeting, to next CC meeting, and in the interim send it to the board for comment?
That sounds great.
Yep.
To me.
Sounds cool to me.
Wendy, is that cool with you?
And Donna.
I'm sorry, tabling it?
Yeah, and sending out for comment.
Yeah, it's okay with me.
All right.
Okay. So is everyone comfortable with that resolution? It seems like it is. So why don't we go ahead and move on to the next agenda item.
Please.
That's discuss identifying and presenting legal counsel options to the PMB.
Yeah, and I know, Ambrose, you had already mentioned your discussions with Maria.
That's correct. And,
so I don't know if there's anything.
There's nothing to report yet because we talked about it today.
Okay.
She has organizations in the state of California that she wants to recommend. We'll talk about those, and then we'll jointly present options.
Now, is that going to be your only source of potential firms, Maria?
No, I had my own, and Maria said that she had others, and so we're going to look at all of them.
Okay. Yeah. It might be also when you have your discussion with Dan, I don't know the history of what led to the last search, but I understand it was an interesting one. I don't know how much you're aware of it, but you might want to get some updates so that we don't make, whatever mistakes we may have made before, that we don't repeat them.
Absolutely.
Although if you practice mistakes over and over again, sometimes you get better at them.
That's what I keep telling my, anyway.
Well, I think we just trimmed 30 minutes off the agenda.
Righto.
I think we're amazing
on the legal stuff.
Okay, so at this point, if we are going to go ahead and move into the executive session, I think we have to hang up and then I'll call back in. Is that correct?
Yeah, and why don't we use the other code? just to be sure.
Okay.
Okay.
The one that starts with a 9.
Can you send it to me, Dave?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So see you.
Okay.
So it's now 6:12 p.m. We are adjourning public meeting.
Till 6:15?
Till 6:15, fine.
Okay, and I'll go get the retrieve the email from you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'll be on in 3 minutes.
All right.
Thanks.